Simon Tov Kof Samach Beisiv Zayin Raboisai. This is the real, this is undisputed law. Kibbutz of Kindness Betfilas Amincha. So we're discussing further lochas on Kabbalah's Tainas Raboisai, fasting. Somebody was Makabel Tainas. Okay, when Tziv Zayin Raboisai. Yeah, if you got me, it's page 78, third line, fourth line. Kibbutz of Kindness Betfilas Amincha. If somebody was Makabel Tainas, he may eat and drink by night. Okay, Rabbi, so this is the point that we're going to be discussing tonight. Kabbalah's Tainus has to be before nightfall, but you're still allowed to eat after that. Make sense? Why so? Why is that so? Because the fasting that we're accepting, generally speaking, if you're accepting a random fast, it's a fast which is from day to night. If a person accepts a fast, it comes with a general understanding that it's from morning till evening, not 24 hours. V'chein, similarly, kibbutz of lisanu shloisha bo yomi, or yosh tzah chazeh. What happens if somebody says, okay, this aveira was really bad, I'm going to fast 3 or perhaps even 4 days. And he is mekabel the tainus by mincha. He says, Rebbeinu Olamim, so whether he's going to say Blinei or not, we discussed yesterday. And he says, I'm going to be fasting 3 days.
Can you fast three days for one thing?
Yeah. Some averas require more tshuva than others. So if he feels that avera is an avera that really was pretty bad.
Well, that's not 3 days, are we?
That's the point. Let's hear. So what he says of Yeshloisha bo yomim o yos zeh achazeh, which means one after the other. So how can he do? How can he fast 3 days in a row? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. How is that going to work? Of course, the answer is it works. Of course, because you're going to eat by night. So if a person says, "I'm going to be fasting," I'm going to be fasting for 3 days. And he says it by mincha of Monday afternoon mincha. He will be fasting, Rabbi Isai, on Tuesday. He will eat on Tuesday night. He will be fasting, Rabbi Isai, on Wednesday. And he'll eat Wednesday night. And he will also be fasting on Thursday and have a nice chulun on Thursday night. Yes.
Rabbi?
Yes.
That's very much like our cousins do for their...
Yes, I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that. I was thinking, should I say it? Should I not say it? Yeah, yeah.
But I know from my colleagues at work.
Yeah,
they fast.
Better not say. Well, I saw them when I was working with them in Israel, in Jaffa. I saw them go to the toilet with the chocolate.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have 20 minutes coming out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's true. So I'm gonna. Yeah. Okay. So. So that's what he says. Shlosha abo yomim, he says, Lesanus be yomim v'yoycha, but Lelus, afal pisho oichel kol alaylo, you may eat the entire night, lo yhevsi klum, he didn't lose anything. So the answer is, yes, a private fast the person accepts is generally going to be day only, and he may eat by night. Consequently, if a person accepts on himself 3 fast days, and he says they're going to be subsequent, is that the word? They're going to be... Subsequent, they're going to be subsequent, then it will mean, yes, this is he's doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The last few words are also an important halacha, that you don't need an acceptance of every fast himself. So if a person feels he wants to fast 3 days, 2 days, 5 days, whatever it may be, he wants to fast, he doesn't need to be makabel a tainus before every single one of those fasts. He can say, I'm going to be fasting 5 days. He can do that. One Kabbalah tainus, 4 or 5 of them. If a person says, I'm going to be, that's, as we just said, now the Gemara says, if a person accepts 2 fast days, he's allowed to eat in the night in between. Unless, of course, he explicitly verbalizes, I will be fasting for 2 nights and 2 days. If a person is able to do that, don't know, the person can do that, and then it would work. If you explicitly say nights as well, that would work. That is what famously the Yidden, the Bochim, the Mir Yeshiva Bochim did in in Shanghai in 1943 or 44, yeah, when the Meir Yeshiva escaped to Shanghai. Forgotten how many boys were. It's an unbelievable story, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm sure you're familiar with the story. That when the Sassoon family built the Shanghai Shul, Sassoon, the famous Sassoon family, very wealthy family, who made their fortunes with tea, Indian tea leaves. So one branch of the family, as I understand, ended up in Shanghai. And one of them had a dream, and he said he's going to build up a shul, a huge, enormous shul in Shanghai. Now, Shanghai in those days had just about a million of Yidden, and they themselves wouldn't go to a million. And he built a shul of some, I forgot the figure now. The figure is crucial for the story. But let's make up the figure, 267 seats. He made a shul, the Sassoon family built a shul of 267 seats in Shanghai, whilst there was only a bunch full Yidden there. And he was came out of dream, and it was crazy. Only a few years later, it became evident why this all happened. Because when the Meir Yeshiva escaped, this is also an unbelievable story, the Meir Yeshiva's escape, how they, during the war, how Meir Yeshiva, all Yeshiva had to run away. Some, of course, but the majority of Yeshiva, they went through the whole Trans-Siberian line, they went by train from Shanghai, which is in the middle of Lithuania. They went all the way through the whole Russia until they ended up in Shanghai, which is the very eastern side. It's basically going through half the world, end up in Shanghai. And when they ended up in Shanghai, then they figured out it was just the exact amount of boys arriving in Shanghai as there were seats in the shul to the seat, not one off, precisely. So I don't remember the figure, but it was 267 seats. There was exactly 267 bochim arriving there. It's unbelievable. So the figure was absolutely accurate. So. And then, when they were there in the first Yom Kippur, they were there. And this is, I heard from Avraham Shmulevitz, who was born just after that, but his brother was there and his father was there, obviously. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and his brother, Avraham Shmulevitz. He told me himself, Avraham told me that when they went to Shanghai, a lot of Bochim were very, there was problems about dateline question, whether Shanghai is within, what's the dateline, where the dateline is, which day is exactly considered Yom Kippur. So it was anyone, every Shabbos was a problem. On Shabbos they were makpid that they kept both days. They didn't do melachas on Sundays, which wasn't very difficult because. But when it came to Yom Kippur, it was more of an issue. Then they wanted to know which day they should fast. So they asked the Chaznish, and the Chaznish famously wrote a two-line telegram. He told him when to. But it was a big machloekas. It was a big machloekas when actually Yom Kippur would be. There was a minority of Bochim who fasted for 48 hours. They collapsed afterwards. I mean, they were fine. I'm saying it was, imagine 48 hours fast. And so that's, as a person is able to. Pardon?
Boiling hot and no air conditioning.
No air conditioning, yeah. Chazanesh is a famous one-liner about this. Ichluba, I've forgotten the words. Ichluba, he tells them which day is to fast, and he tells them the next day they must eat. Yeah. But he passed on that, but I know he remained a bit of a machloikus, how you actually calculate the timeline. I'm not confident in the sugya. It's a complicated sugya. Where's Yiddish at the halachic dateline? But the Chaznish made a clear hacha where it is. So Rabbi Yisai, this is with regards to fasting 2 days. Siv Ches tells us, im kibbutz betfilas amin chasholish abot haniyos v'lo yirtzuf im zechazeh. Going back to your point, if a person wants to accept a fast of 3 days, but they don't have to be consecutive, he wants to fast 3 days. Okay, did a bad avodah. He wants to fast 3 days. But they don't have to be consecutive. He wants to fast Monday, Thursday, Monday. כיוון שקיבלו ריסנו שני חמישי שני וחיוצא בזה. יש מי שמסתפק עם סבי קבולה. יש מי שמסתפק. Some are in doubt. Discussion. עם סגי בקבולה אחס. Is it sufficient to have one acceptance? לכולם אומרים צורך קבולה לכל אחד ואחד. Or does everyone need a קבולה in its own? Generally, he says the general minig is to do one acceptance. One acceptance enough. Rabbi Yisai, there is the Bahab, Sheni Chamishi Sheni, which is generally kept after Pesach and after Sukkot. You'll see the Nebi Luach. He will say, Sheni, Chamishi, Sheni, Monday, Thursday, Monday after Yom Tov. Not on the Chodesh Nissan, not Chodesh Tisha, but afterwards, first Sheni, first Chamishi, first Sheni is a fast day, which some Yidden fast. Does this require a individual acceptance, or is one acceptance for three fasts sufficient or not? Shulchan Aruch says, this is the machloikas, the Gemara says, the minhag is to be mikel with one. There is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah over here. Have you ever experienced that there is a special Mishaberach said in Shul? Mishaberach, we don't have a siddur now here, but is it Mishaberach? If you look on Shabbos Mincha, exactly. That's it, yeah. Do you see it in Stiepel, yeah? So there's a special Mishaberach, which is said Shabbos Mincha, Shachis. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that let's read Sifkot Lametes. Mi unagu ha'om v'hu ma shemevarchim b'Shabbos Shachar Pesach v'Sukkos mi shekabod olav leisano sheni chamish v'sheni v'ha'om oynin omein v'zehu akabol v'etzorech lekabloi oyt b'mincha shelefonov. The Mishnah Berurah is mechadesh that if in shul they say the Mishaberach and the community says Amen, that is considered the Kabbalah. Why is this really helpful? This can be very useful and helpful. How about that? We said every fast requires a Kabbalah. You need to accept the fast in advance. Mishnah Berurah here tells us, just as good, instead of a personal Kabbalah, you can have in shul, by leaning, Mishaberech, what's the nusach, Mishakabbalah, Leisano, Sheni, Chamishi, whoever is fasting on Monday and Thursday, Monday, he will be praised and gebenched and Baruch Hashem come on him. Everybody says, Amen. If you hear that in shul, you do not need to be Mekabbalah Tainus before you're fasting. It's really helpful. Why is this really helpful? Pardon? Yeah, exactly. If you forget. And also, what happens if you don't fast at the end? You have Mekabbalah Tainus. So there's a Kabbalah in the Kabbalah as far as the Kabbalah is concerned. But if a person drops out of the fast, it doesn't say Mishaberach? There's no Mishaberach?
No, for the other fast.
Ah, but not for the not for Sheni Chamishi. All right. Okay.
Four fast.
Ah, interesting, but not for this.
No.
Interesting. Okay, so but in many for the other fast it says, you say it in shul because this is very rarely, every Pesach and Sukkot it says in Shtibel. Rabbi Yisai, here, because in many shuls, including Kol Yaakov, the Edgeware. Yeah, that's right. It's not, yeah. Yeah. But like, upon you say twice a year, here it's not recited, is it? Have you ever experienced it? Never said here. Mishaberach. Yeah, it's not. It's not said.
Maybe I've been in a chassidic place.
Don't say it here. I do not know why. Kibel olav neisano es lemocha veis anev. Now, Siftes, Abba Yisai. Mi she kibel le olav leis anes lemocha veis ane. Okay, it was a gentleman who accepted a fast on himself. Veis ano, and he veis ano, and he fasted. Uvalaylo shelacha tainus, and the night after the fast, nimlach leis anois. He. Afal pishalon besani soy, although he continued with his fast, shaloi ochal balailo, he didn't eat. Imagine that. He continued his fast by night, vis anukala yoim hasheni, and furthermore, he fasted the second subsequent day. Einoi tainis, the second day, is not considered a fast day. Why? Mipnei shelo kiblu avlov mibo yom, because they accept the second day as a fast day. So what's the story again? He accepted a fast. He fasted one day. By night, he didn't break his fast. He just continued fasting. What happened to you? Don't think it happened to me. He continued his fast. And then the next day, he finished off the second day as a complete fast day. Says Shulchan Aruch, that is not considered a fast day. Why not? Because he wasn't a Kabbal of Tatnas. So he fasted for nothing. Second day fast, could have saved himself, could have eaten, because he wasn't a Kabbal to fast. What does that teach us? You've got to verbalize it. That's right. That a fast day without a verbalization that you're mekabel the tanis is not considered a fast day. Interesting. That would be fine. Yeah, that would be fine. That would be fine. I've never heard of a 2-day fast besides what? Besides, for private fast, I'd have not never heard anybody going for 2 days straight. They say that the Baron Belzer during the war. So they say, I don't know, you'll know better the story. They said that the Baron Belzer during the war fasted. Belzer Rebbe, he escaped from he escaped from was in Hungary before that was in Hungary in Hatzfeld. And then it was certain months, or perhaps even a year, he was in Hungary. He escaped from Poland to Hungary. Hungary, the Germans only came 1944. And that period of time, they fasted weeks and weeks and weeks. He only ate a little bit on Shabbos. So they say, but I don't know it's Taka, you're right. It's not commonly known of fasting 2 subsequent days. Okay, it's a few we're going to leave for tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, to summarize what we covered today, we learned that that a general fast is only a fast if you fast by day and you eat by night, so you're makabel the fast, and after that you can still eat until the morning where the fast kicks in. You can be makabel a fast. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Ches taught us that you can be makabel a few tanesim, not subsequent. And the Gemara says it's considered one kabbalah is sufficient for all. We also learned that if a person fasts one day and then by night he decides to continue, the second day wouldn't be considered a fast day at all. Right, okay. Good evening, Abba Yisrael.